as the 15th annual City of Derry Jazz Festival draws to a close, I've been finding out how much this event really brings to the city.
Of course, they should have many, many more, one every weekend if they could do it. Yeah. Oh, economically, I would be looking at it more than socially. Socially is always good, but economically, 100%, yeah, definitely.
It's nice to go to all the different local bars and like everyone seems in really good form and like it's a nice atmosphere in the city. Derry's only getting better atmosphere wise. These events definitely help.
Rory Cooper from the City Hotel told me about the effect the festival has on business.
That has a massive impact. Our bedrooms have been full since Thursday right through till tomorrow, so it's been excellent for us. A lot of locals come out for the festival, but you do get as far away as America, Canada, Australia, with all those people staying in the hotel this weekend, so, and they are here just for the festival. But they're return guests who have been coming here year on year, and they're still coming now at this stage, so it's great for the hotel and the city. As you can see today down there, we're full to capacity again in the lobby, but all those people have been here since 12:30 and had lunch, and the restaurant's full Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night to capacity as well. So I think the festival is fantastic for the city. It's great to see the different people coming in from different countries, and also it's good for the people of the city. People in Derry don't seem to need a reason to have a good time, and it's great to see them all out.
Lovely, it's welcoming. It's nice to have a walk around. Like, I just did the walls today, and yeah, it's a really nice atmosphere, I suppose. Yeah.
I have been out since Thursday night, I'll not be home until Monday. Never miss it. It's great. The crack in the town is just amazing. You know, I just don't know what bar to go to. There's that much happening, you know. That's great.
Neil Drinkwater from the Red Stripe Band has been playing the festival for the last 11 years.
I mean, it started about 15 years ago, I think. So we came in the early days, and it's just grown and grown and grown, really. So that was great last night, wild as always. And I always find the girls very attractive in Derry. There's something about it being on everywhere, you know, like every little nook and cranny, little bar, little place, there's lots going on. I suppose there are other festivals get close to it, but it's got that feeling of all-inclusive, you know, and everyone's enjoying it together, and you don't have to necessarily be a particularly, you know, jazz fan, because it's a good old knees-up. And I was saying on stage just now, the weather. I mean, we've had quite a lot of sun these last few days. Even though it's been interspersed with hail and snow, it doesn't matter because the sun keeps coming back. And I don't remember that, so the weather's improved as well.
Since the jazz festival started, I've been working in this bar. I've never really been one for into the jazz. But that weekend, the jazz music's brilliant because you get a different opinion on it. Like
Hugh McMonagall from the Quidor.
You know, in the jazz festival started off, there's nice crowds there, but I've noticed every year it's been getting bigger and bigger. It's like Halloween started in Derry, and it became a phenomenon, like it just exploded.
This is only our second time, and we've loved it this year. Fabulous. We're from Belfast. We came down just for the festival, yes. And we've been grabbing as much as we can. The programme this year was very, very good.